AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Rescuers are racing to save six skiers found alive after an avalanche, while 10 others are still missing in Northern California. Search and rescue crews were dispatched to the Castle Peak area, northwest of Lake Tahoe, after someone called 911 to report an avalanche with people buried. A spokesperson with the Nevada County Sheriff's Office says the six skiers who have been located are still awaiting rescue. 46 emergency first responders are trying to reach them. The backcountry group includes four ski guides. California is being walloped by a powerful winter storm carrying thunderstorms, strong winds, and heavy snow in the mountains. Millions of residents in Los Angeles County faced a flash flood warning as rain pounded the region. Residents in some areas scarred by last year's devastating wildfires faced an evacuation warning. Eulogies are pouring in after the death of the Reverend Jesse Jackson. The two-time presidential candidate, who led the civil rights movement for decades, was 84. Reverend Al Sharpton says Jackson never gave up on the civil rights fight.
I once said to him, "You already in history. You've gotten all the honors. Why do you keep going?" He said, "I never learned how to retire." He said, "You got to remember, Al, Dr. King was killed at 39 years old. Med Gevers was killed at 39 years old. Malcolm X was killed at 39. We were never raised to be 40 years old." He said, "I woke up one day at 55. There's no retirement plan for us."
Former President Barack Obama says Jackson's historic runs for president laid the foundation for his own campaign. Minnesota and federal authorities are investigating claims that immigration officers shattered a Mexican man's skull while taking him into custody last month. This is AP News. The top negotiator for baseball players is stepping down.
Tony Clark intends to resign as head of the Major League Baseball Players Association, according to a person familiar with the union's deliberations. The person spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity because his decision, first reported by ESPN, had not been announced. Clark's decision comes during an investigation by the U.S. Attorney in Brooklyn, New York, into One Team Partners, a licensing company founded by the union and the NFL Players Association. I'm Gethin Coolball.
The immediate future of Tiger Woods is in the PGA Tour boardroom reshaping the schedule. However, Woods is not ruling out a return to the Masters. He says playing in the first major of the year is not off the table. Woods is coming off a year in which he didn't compete in a single tournament for the first time in his career. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.